Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real. As a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, it's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to Your Extraordinary Life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing toward needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. Unroll your yoga mat and join me for a short practice in a few minutes. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you, and sink a little deeper into that support. Feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth so that you're anchored in and nourished and nurtured. You are here. And the time is now. I'm still working with The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. I've been working with it every day. I work with it by pulling a card every morning and thinking about the energy of that card and how it can inform my day. If you are a member of the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook, you can check in there because I've been doing those pulls live every morning in the group. And if you are not a member, please come find us. You'll find a link to the group in Patreon. And if you're having any trouble getting in because Facebook is changing the way that groups work again, you can go to my page, Debbie Philp, Shamanic Flow Yoga and Reiki, and send me a message and I'll make sure that you get into the group. So the card that came out of the deck today is Snake. And Snake is an interesting card in this deck. There's lots and lots of symbolism around Snake in all different cultures. She taps into what is our creative potential. From the yoga tradition, that Shakti, or that potential, is curled at the base of the spine, just waiting for an opportunity to rise up, to bring that energy up through the chakras into manifestation, into being. The card has the snake wrapped in a circle around some sacred geometry and is a reminder that growth can't happen until we let go of what does not serve. A snake cannot grow until it sheds its skin. That skin needs to break away. Otherwise, it's going to press in on the snake, hold it back, cause it pain. We need to do that. We need to let go of what no longer serves, what we no longer need, and open up into different ways of being and find our potential, let it out into the world. This card kind of struck me today as I thought about it in the context of where we are. I'm recording this in early May when our country, the United States, is going through this pandemic, and many places are starting to open up. There's a good deal of fear around opening up, as well as a fear of staying shut down and isolated. And I'm seeing those two fears playing off each other. And I wonder where we are as a country. Are we ready to shed what doesn't serve so that we can reach our highest potential? Can we let go of what isn't working and grow as a community? And from what I'm seeing that is saddening me so much from the highest levels of government in our country is that no, we're not ready to let go. That the fear of change, the fear that those who are doing really well financially, economically, socially, do not want to let go and allow for change to happen. This is a terrible time to be an American who sees the potential sitting there coiled at the base of the spine of our society. And I'm feeling into that today. And I can feel also the frustration of those who are looking for that growth, pressing up against that unshed skin, and feeling the pain of that. So that's what I'm sitting with today. But into that, I'd like to bring some asana practice, some yoga, to move my body and allow it to come through. So if you are feeling that today too, I'd like you to do the same. Get on your mat, open and stretch, and allow the release of what isn't serving you personally. Because as you allow yourself to grow, that might ripple out. And as we're all finding our growth, maybe we can push through that unshed skin and finally force it to fall away. So if you're joining me on your mat, we're going to begin on hands and knees. Align your knees under your hips and your hands under your shoulders. Hide your feet behind your thighs and gently press the tops of your feet down so your knees feel a little bit lighter on the mat. Look straight down at the floor in front of your hands so that your neck aligns with your spine and your crown reaches forward as your tailbone reaches back. And bring your attention to your breath. Feel how as you inhale, your belly wants to sag toward the floor. And as you exhale, your navel comes back towards your spine a little bit. Let each breath like that get a little bit deeper, a little bit slower. And as you take your next exhale, draw the navel in and up and let it lift the middle of your back toward the ceiling so that you round, drop your head and tailbone down. And then as you inhale and the belly fills, press the navel toward the floor and allow your low back to sway downward. Heart comes through the arms, shoulders go down the back, head and tailbone lift, and then exhale, navel comes to the spine, round up again, lifting the middle of your back from underneath with the abdominal muscles. And then inhale, relax those muscles, drop your navel toward the floor, sway your back, Draw your heart through, lift your tailbone, and exhale again and round. And continue to flow with your breath, taking your time, feeling the movement. Notice how your spine is responding to the movement. Are there places that feel stiff or sore? Are there places that are opening up? How does it feel to wake that all up? Two more rounds. And at the end of your second exhale, release your spine back to neutral, looking straight down at the floor, body flat. Now inhale, and as you exhale, press your hips to the right. Look around your right shoulder like you're trying to see your own tail, and feel your left side stretch open a little bit. As you inhale, bring your hips and head back to center. Now exhale and press your hips to the left. Look around your left shoulder. Squeeze your hip and shoulder a little closer together, and then inhale, come back to center. Exhale, press your hips to the right. Look around your right shoulder. Inhale, center. Exhale, press your hips over to the left. Look around your left shoulder. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, to the right. Looking around your shoulder, inhale, come back to center. And exhale, press your hips to the left. Look around your left shoulder. Now inhale, bring your hips and head back to center. And pause there. Drop your hips back to your heels. Lay your upper body down over your thighs. Arms reaching forward. Settle your forehead onto the mat and take a few breaths here in child. Keep reaching your tailbone towards your heels. Melt your upper body onto your thighs, starting to let go a little bit. Where are you holding? Where can you surrender? Take another breath. Now slowly begin to lift your hips. Keep your hands forward and shift your shoulders forward over your wrists so that your hips are now in front of your knees. Spin your elbow creases forward. And as you take your next exhale, lower your chest and chin down toward the floor and lift your tailbone to the sky so that you sag a little bit through the low back. Now lay your belly down onto the floor. And as you inhale, scoop your heart up through your arms, moving the navel down, the hip points down, press the tops of your feet down, roll the inner thighs toward the ceiling. And as you exhale, lower down, press back up onto your knees and then drop your hips to your heels into child and take a couple breaths. Now, as we move through a couple more rounds of these, let your spine flow, let your body flow, and breathe with it. Take an inhale, lift your hips, bring your shoulders over your wrists, spin the elbow creases forward. Exhale, tailbone goes up as the chest and chin come down toward the floor between the hands. Inhale, pull your heart through as your belly comes down, press into the tops of your feet. Exhale, press back up onto your knees, drop your hips to your heels, come into child, and take three breaths. As you take your next breath in, lift up, bring your shoulders over your wrists, spin the elbow creases forward so that your elbows bend against your sides. Exhale, lower your chest and chin, tailbone to the sky. Scoop your heart through to move your belly to the floor. Press into the tops of your feet. Touch the floor with your pinky toenails. And as you exhale, release. And then ease your hips back over your heels, coming back into child's pose for 3 more breaths. Check in again with how your body is feeling. Now we're going to move through that sequence again, but this time when you get to Cobra, Bhujangasana, our snake pose, we're going to pause and hold. On your next inhale, bring your shoulders back over your wrists, elbow creases forward, exhale, lower your chin and chest. Inhale, pull your heart through, belly comes down, hold, continue to breathe. Relax your shoulders down your back. Really press the tops of your feet down. See if you can get your knees to lighten. Roll the inner thighs up. Touch the floor with your pinky toenails. And breathe into that. Now take an inhale and lift the top of your sternum towards your chin. Ears over the shoulders, crown to the sky. And as you exhale, drop your right shoulder back towards your right hip and look over your right shoulder. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, drop your left shoulder back towards your left hip. Look over your left shoulder. Keep your hip points grounded. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, drop the right shoulder, look over your shoulder. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, drop the left shoulder, look over that shoulder like you're trying to see your long snake tail behind you. Inhale, come back to center. Keep the pinky toenails and the tops of the feet down. Next exhale, look over your right shoulder, drop that shoulder back. Inhale to center, and one more time to the left. Exhale, drop your shoulder down your back, look over. And then inhale, come back to center. And as you exhale, lower your heart down to the floor between your hands and slide your hands forward until your arms are extended out in front of you, about shoulder width apart, palms on the floor. Forehead or chin rests on the mat. Reach back through your toes, roll your inner thighs toward the ceiling, touch the floor with your pinky toenails. Now reach forward through your right fingers. Get as long as you can out of your right shoulder and reach back through your left toes, getting as long as you can out of the left hip. On your next breath in, lift your right arm and left leg just an inch or so off the floor. Your heart might start to lift, your forehead might lift. Keep your gaze at the floor so your neck stays long. And as you exhale, lower that down. Inhale, reach forward through your left fingers, back through your right toes. Keep that leg internally rotated and lift your leg and your arm. Hold. And exhale, release both down. Keep reaching really long through the right arm. Inhale, lift the right arm and the left leg. Exhale, lower them both down. Inhale, lift your left arm and right leg. Exhale, lower them down. Once again, inhale, right arm, left leg. Exhale, lower down. And inhale, the left arm and the right leg. Exhale, lower down. Relax onto the floor for a moment. Soften through the low back, through the hips. Relax your legs, chin or forehead resting on the mat. Now extend back through both feet, reaching as long as you can out of your hips and perhaps separating your feet to a little more towards shoulder width apart. Spin the inner parts of your thighs up toward the ceiling. Touch the floor with your pinky toenails and press the tops of your feet down so your knees lighten. Keep your feet on the floor, and as you take your next breath in, scoop your heart up, bend your elbows and slide your elbows in until they are underneath your shoulders. Shoulders stacked right over the elbows. Hands down on the floor. They're still shoulder width apart, palms down. Look at the floor between your thumbs. Keep the back of your neck long. Keep pressing into the tops of your feet. Sink your hip points down. Reach your tailbone back towards your heels. And then very gently lift the top of your sternum up under your chin, but keep your ears aligned over your shoulders so the crown of your head still reaches up. Take a few breaths here. Take another breath. And as you exhale, slide your hands forward and lower your chin or forehead back down onto the mat. Give your hips a wiggle if you're noticing that there's tension in your low back. Now slide your hands underneath your shoulders, elbows bent up, hugging into your sides. Press into your hands, lift, and drop your hips back to your heels, returning to child. Breathe with that. Slowly lift your hips. Come up onto your knees. Keep your hands forward so that they're 8 to 12 inches in front of your shoulders. Spread your fingers. Point your middle fingers toward the top edge of your mat. Press down through the pads of your fingers, the outer ridges of your palms, really grounding your hands down. Now curl your toes under. Tip your tailbone toward the sky. And imagine that your tailbone is the head of the snake. Let it lift up to take your knees off the floor, rising up with the same grace as a snake moving. If you find that your feet are too far back, step them forward. Couple inches, 6 inches. And then pedal your heels. Bend one knee and allow the other heel to sink down and then switch sides, shifting your weight a little bit, feeling your hips move. Breathe into that. And settle your legs to stillness. Keep pressing down into the pads of your fingers and the outer ridges of your palms. Keep your knees a little bit bent, but activate your thighs by pushing your thigh bones into the backs of your legs. You'll notice as you do that, that the hamstrings begin to stretch open and the heels will fall naturally down. They don't have to get all the way down. Wherever they stop, just honor that. Let your head come down between your arms. Keep your elbows soft and the inner creases of your elbows spinning forward, just like when we were doing our little modified chaturanga. Keep pressing down and forward with your hands. Let that push your tailbone up and back so that you're lengthening through your sides. Take another breath in. Now look to your hands. Step your feet to your hands so that you're hanging in a forward fold at the top of your mat. Keep your knees bent enough so that your abdomen can rest on your thighs. Relax your neck and shoulders. Tuck your chin in slightly. Press your feet down and tip the tailbone toward the sky just a little bit more. Keep breathing deeply. Now very slowly press your feet down, tuck your tailbone, and stacking one vertebrae on top of another, begin to roll yourself up. Hug into your spine from the bottom up so that you're using the abdominal muscles and the back muscles to stack the vertebrae. Your chin will stay down, so the skull will be the last thing that comes up on top of the neck. You can feel how you've drawn the energy all the way up the length of your spine through the act of standing. Now take an inhale and sweep your arms up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top, interlace your fingers, and extend your index fingers up. Reaching. Draw your biceps close to your ears and notice where your shoulders are. Drop them down, lower your shoulder blades towards your hips. Point your tailbone towards your heels. Take another breath in and lifting your ribs, send your index fingers toward the ceiling. And with an exhale, take a little bend over to your right. Keep your left foot pressing into the floor. Roll your left shoulder back to keep your arm tracking toward the back of your ear. And breathe into your left side. Feel that stretching open. Inhale, come up slowly, reach. On your next exhale, bend to the left. Press into the right foot, open up the right side. Take another breath. And on your next breath in, come up slowly. Release your hands and float them down. Now step your feet apart, perhaps turning sideways on your mat, so that your feet are a step or two wider than your shoulders. Turn your toes out into a V. And bending your knees slightly, notice if your knees go the same direction your toes are now pointing. If not, come back up a little bit and turn your toes to a better angle. So that when you bend your knees, they do go right out over your toes. Drop your tailbone down. Lift up through the crown of your head. And as you take your next exhale, bend your knees deeply. Press them towards your pinky toes so they track right over your toes and lower your tailbone down. Stay tall through your spine. Now bring your hands together in front of your heart. Keep pressing the knees open, palms together, and imagine your hands like the head of a snake. One of those snakes that dances in a basket when charmed by the snake charmer. And start to move your hands like that dancing snake. Imagine the snake starting inside the basket, beginning to move and dance, and then rising up, still dancing. Keep sinking the hips down, knees out toward the toes. Let your arms start to come up overhead as your snake dances up to the top of your reach. And then still dancing, snake comes back down into the basket, slowly moving the hands side to side as you lower your hands back down to your heart. Press the knees open. Lift your heart towards your thumbs. And as you take your next breath in, straighten your legs, come up to standing, and release your arms down. Lift your heels and spin them out so that your heels are right behind your toes, your feet are parallel. Still standing in your straddle. Noticing the energy in your body here. Lift your right toes and spin them out to the side so that they're pointing at the short end of your mat. Align your right heel with the arch of your left foot. And keep your hips squared forward so that your hips are in line with your heels. Shoulders in that same line. Ears in that same line. Float your arms out to shoulder height. Still in that same line, palms facing the floor, melt your shoulders down your back. Take an inhale, lift your ribs, press into your left foot, and as you exhale, slide your right hand out to the right, ribs are gonna follow. Press the left hip to the left a little bit to keep weight in that foot. And then bring your right hand down inside your right leg, turn your palm out, press the back of your hand into the inside of your leg. Extend your left arm up to the sky. Draw your right thigh bone toward the left thigh. Feel the pelvis tilt a little more. You might get some more length in your spine. And if it's appropriate for your neck, turn your chin to the left. Look up at your left thumb. Breathe into Trikonasana. Keep pressing the right hand into inside of your right leg and roll the heart open so that it fills the space between the heads of your arms. Reach a little bit longer through your fingers. One more breath. Turn your gaze forward and then reach through your left hand and let that lift you up. Release your arms down. Lift your right toes and turn them back toward the long side of your mat so your feet are again parallel. Now lift your left toes and turn them in the other direction. Align your heel with the arch of your right foot. Bring the hips into the line of the heels, then the shoulders, then the ears. Float your arms back out to shoulder height. Press down into your right foot. And then slide to the left and reach your left fingers out until they go out over and past your toes. Now bring your left hand down to the inside of your left leg, palm facing out. Right arm to the sky, palm facing the same direction. If it's appropriate, turn your chin, look up at your right thumb. Keep pressing your feet down into the floor. Draw your thighs towards each other. Allow the pelvis to tilt a little bit more to the left. Breathe into that. As you take your next breath in, reach through your right hand. Let that lift you up. Release your arms down. Lift your toes. Turn them back to the long side so your feet are parallel. Standing once again in your straddle. Heel toe your feet all the way in until you're standing in mountain pose. Turn to face the front of your mat. Reach up through the crown of your head. Now take an inhale and sweep your arms up overhead. And as you exhale, soften your knees, hinge from your hips, and open the arms out as you come down into a forward fold, like you've taken a swan dive. Drop your hands to the floor, bend the knees enough so the upper body again rests on your thighs. Relax your neck, let your head fall into this pose. If you notice that there's tightness in your neck, you might nod your head yes, shake it no. Just release the neck a little bit without strain. Take another big breath in. Exhale, your knees bend a little bit deeper. Plant your hands down shoulder width apart and walk your feet back into downward facing dog. Pause here for a moment. Allow the back to sway slightly so that the tailbone goes to the sky and your navel starts to move towards your thighs. Externally rotate your upper arms, so you're turning the inner crease of your elbows forward. Feel the arm bones shift into the backs of your shoulders. Draw your shoulder blades towards your hips, stabilizing that. And then melt down through your arms. Your head comes through, your heart starts to sink toward the floor. Breathe into that. Slow deep breaths. As you take your next exhale, release your knees to the mat, shift your shoulders over your wrists, spin the elbow creases forward, lower your chin and chest. Drop your belly down. Inhale, draw your heart through. Melt the shoulders down the back. Press the tops of the feet down. Reach through your tailbone. Take another breath. Back into cobra. And as you exhale, lift your hips and take them back to your heels. Coming back into child's pose. Couple breaths here. Walk your hands back towards your knees, shift your hips to one side of your feet and swing your legs around. With your knees bent and your feet on the floor, roll yourself onto your back. Draw your right knee to your chest and extend your left leg flat. Hold your knee with your left hand. Open your right arm out to the right side. And as you take your next exhale, lift your right hip and guide your knee across your body to the left and then down toward the floor until your right hip stacks on top of the left, resting on the outside edge of your left leg. You might feel the left pinky toe coming close to or resting on the floor as the foot rolls out to the side. As you take your next breath in, bring your knee back to center. Draw your left knee up to meet the right, and then release your right foot down and extend your right leg out and hold onto your left knee. Keep your right hand on that knee. Open your left arm out to the left side. Sink your shoulder down. And as you take your next exhale, lift your left hip and use your right hand to guide your knee across your body to the right. Tilt the knee down toward the floor until you feel your hips begin to stack left on top of right. And the outside of the right foot starts to come down toward the floor. You can look left if that's appropriate for your neck. Take a few breaths here. As you take your next breath in, draw your knee back to center. Draw your right knee up to meet the left. Hold them both for a moment. You might rock a little bit from side to side just to relax and release into the floor. And then drop your feet and extend your legs out. Open your arms to the side, turn your palms to the sky. Split your feet apart and close your eyes. Take a big breath in and let it out with a sigh. Really sink into the floor. And then do a quick scan through your energetic body. Notice how you feel in this moment, where there's activation, where things are stuck. And I'm going to leave you here to release and rest in your body as it is right now. Savasana, final relaxation. Stay as long as you desire. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.